Is this an international health hazard or a military hazard?
Both.
Are these people alive or dead?